Hogs, attaboy Hogs, big win, 81-70 on Saturday as they take out LSU. Not a doubt in my mind, not a doubt at all. Hogs took care of business, and Bill Vickery is very, very happy.
Even when they fell behind in the second half. No doubts right there. Huh?
I had no doubt. I had no doubt because I do think these guys are getting it. They're understanding. They're starting to believe in what coach is preaching to them. And that's number one. That's the number one thing. Can you get these guys to understand their role? Can you get them to buy into their role, what you need them to do? Because let's be honest, Bill. We all know the guy who thinks it's all about him. We all know the guy who thinks that he's got to be the shooter. He's got to be the one with the ball at all times.
The acre role.
Yes, the acre role.
If you will.
The good, the bad, the ugly. Matty T under sport cuts. Yeah. Guy. Look at this guy. Okay, Mr. Bill.
Yes.
What do you got for me? I'm very, very, very excited to hear these.
Yeah. Although this, I'm trying to remember the Italian director's name who did all the, who did the three Westerns.
Francis Ford Coppola.
It wasn't Coppola.
Sergio or something?
It was not Coppola, but that's a good Italian director. Way to go.
Are you talking about the spaghetti Western?
Yeah, all the Eastwood spaghetti Westerns. The good, the bad, the ugly. High Plains Drifter.
Was it?
Anyway, that's never mind. I digress. The good for me. May I start with the good?
The great Sergio Leone.
Thank you, Sergio Leone. I called him Serge Leon. the good. Can we start with the good?
Yeah, go ahead. Start with the good. I want to hear your good.
The behind the back pass to Portis.
Oh man,
that was a sweet highlight of the. That was the highlight of the game. Because if you go back and deconstruct that pass, it wasn't a showboat thing. He had a defender there.
You felt
there.
It was necessary.
I thought because he caught it, and he couldn't go straight over. And Portis himself, he couldn't dunk. By the way, great catch.
It was great
catch. He made a great catch. That could have gone off the rails, but I thought, that was a sweet play. That was a definition play for the game.
Yes, it was.
You know? The bad, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
The Razorbacks free throw shooting in the first half, 5 of 9.
Atrocious.
You go back to it, we shoot free throws poorly at the worst possible time.
Mm-hmm.
First half, in this case, there's no excuse for a college basketball team, as a team, not to shoot 75% or better. You were a career 90% free throw shooter, were you not?
Yeah, about 90.
Seriously, do you not hold the... U of A record for free throw shooting percentage?
I think it goes Tommy Boyer, Ricky Medlock, and then me.
Then you?
But those guys are fantastic. Matter of fact, I think Ricky Medlock's speaking at the tip-off club today.
So, but I mean, you know what it takes to be a good free throw shooter. Just practice.
Yeah,
practice.
It really is.
It's just a lot of that. How many free throws did you shoot on the driveway over at them?
Over and over. We'd shovel it out if you had to. There really is no excuse for a free throw, and that's good. That's a good point.
Finally, the ugly... Poor LSU. And, of course, when they got down at the end, they jacked threes like they were raining down. They shot 25% from beyond the arc, 6 of 24. A lot of that's courtesy of Razorback defense. That was a team, LSU, that was tired at the end of the game. That's where this 11-point lead really came in. And that's when you see it. Guys don't have any legs. 6 of 24.
Okay, quickly, my good 17 assists. I love
Excellent.
Seeing guys share the ball.
Uh-huh.
That's what it's all about,
exactly.
Right? You can't do it on your own. And I got news for you. Yes, Bobby Portis is a great talent. He really is.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to get a lot better, but there's nobody on this team who can do it on their own. You don't have a guy who says, here's the ball, go ahead and do something with it. The bad, you got it right there. Points in the paint on the bottom.
Ooh,
I believe it was
42 for LSU.
42-20 points in the paint.
Yep.
And that's something that you don't like to see because it's all about layups, free throws, and dunks.
Right.
If you can get them, if you can stop them. Didn't like to see that. The ugly was a game-changing play.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the ugly. When Alandis Harris drove right side baseline, rose up, dunked it right on Johnny O'Brien's head, right on his fat skull.
Right.
That was a game-changer. As a matter of fact, that happened. I wrote it down during the game.
Yep.
It happened around the 12-minute mark, I believe, about the 11-and-a-half mark, and that sparked a big, big run by the Hogs.
Yep.
And it was ugly looking. Yep. I mean, he just punched it right into his head, Mr. Bill. Okay, coming up, We got the entertainment report. We have a trivia question giveaway as well.
Mm.
We're giving away a DVD.